hi again, it's Dave from Cauldron FM, and I'm here in the Harbour Deli,
which is due to open tomorrow, Friday the 30th of March.
On St James Place in Ilfracombe, talking to Amy, who is the proprietor. Hi Amy.
Hello.
Thanks for doing the interview. So can you tell me a little bit about why you came to be here?
Yeah, well, I moved to Ilfracombe a couple of years ago from Hertfordshire with my family. I was looking for starting up a business of some description, and looking around, realised that there was a bit of a gap in the market when it comes to deli or specialist store. So I've been looking into it, really. Most seaside towns that I've visited have a really good, well-stocked deli full of local produce and goodies from further afield. And I think most people like to go and buy something special when they're on holiday to eat, to take back. A lot of people are in self-catering, don't necessarily bring their spice cupboard with them, and you need to pick up a few bits while you're there. So I'm hoping that would be the case.
And that leads me nicely into the next question, as to what sort of range of products will you be handling?
Well, I've got a large selection of cheese, a lot of West Country cheese, but also cheeses from further afield. Cold meats, I have lots of chutneys and jams, local produce they are. They're from Cranfield, who are award-winning producers. I've also got local bacon from Coombe Martin, from Yellen Farm, and cakes, French cakes and mousses from Tom's Cakes in Coombe Martin as well. So I've managed to find good local suppliers, and then bigger suppliers of a range of produce from further afield, not just Devon. And we've got a good range of olives and nuts, coffees and teas. We'll also be serving takeaway coffee, which is Union Coffee, which is a fantastic brand, great every time. And we squeeze our own orange juice on the premises, so that's available to take away as well.
Great.
And a good range of soft drinks that are a bit more unusual, good juices, really wholesome stuff. So all round bit of something for everyone, as well as supplies for your cupboards, as backup stock and things like that.
Now, you were telling me earlier, before we started this, about the fact that you are viewing yourself as really a shop rather than somewhere where you can sit and eat. Is that, I've got the right impression of that?
Yeah. We're not an eat-in cafe. There's a small area where you can perch and have a coffee and a sandwich for a few people could stop at a time, and we will have Wi-Fi, so if people want to come and check their emails and have a catch-up while they're away, or just locals who might in their lunch hour want to come and sit and stop for a little bit. But we're predominantly a shop and a takeaway. We're right next to the beach here and the harbour, obviously, hence the name. I think, people want to go and sit out there in the sunshine when it's sunny, which it is at the moment, and hopefully we'll carry on. And, I'll be able to provide them with loads of yummy things to take and do that. And it's near enough, they can pop back and forth. Children are able to come here on their own, really, from the harbour, not, without much difficulty. So hopefully, the people will come back and forth and use it as a pop-in, buy something to eat and take it back out into the sun and enjoy.
Fantastic. So I know that you've got this love of supporting local things, which I think is very, very commendable. Are you planning to have a website or anything like that?
Yeah, I've started a website. It's just a holding page at the moment, but I do have a Facebook page, which is probably what I'll use more. It's easy to use, and I think people are on that generally in their working lives or at home, so they'll see updates.
Yeah.
So that's just look for Harbour Deli, and you'll find that on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at Harbour Deli on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And with regard to local produce as well, I'm keen if there are local producers that I haven't discovered yet who think they have a really good quality product and would like to come and show it to me. I'd be interested to talk to anyone about what they're producing and possibly stock it here. I can stock what I like. I'm not held to anyone else's requirements. So
that's been great. Thank you very much, Amy.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to welcoming anyone into the shop,
and I wish you every success.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.